Blog Talk Radio.
Be love, be love, be love, be love, be love.
Good evening, everyone, and happy spring, and welcome to the show. My name is Toray. Hello. And I hope that you are all celebrating the beginning and the birth of spring for 2016. Yay! So, I wish I had an applause button. That would be just wonderful, wouldn't it? Okay. So, you know, we're here every Monday night, 11 o'clock on the dot. And mostly, I would say, it's a rarity, but it happens. We're just a moment behind 11. Anyway, we're going to talk tonight about rituals of spring. So we have people who celebrate Easter, spring, spring equinox, Ostara, and so on, and other religious holidays around the springtime. And really, spring is officially today, March 21st, the equinox. Okay. So the vernal equinox, by the way, just so we know which one we're talking about. We're going to talk about rituals and what to do during this time. And if you're trying out other things to do in the spring, one of my things I did today was I went in my office and I started to clean and clean and clean. And, you know, I guess after almost 6 years of being in the same office, you accumulate a few things. So I was really looking at everything and said, it needs a good dusting off. And then I started eliminating things and saying, all of this needs to be here, and some things need to be over here, and some things need to go in the trash, and some things I gave away. So spring cleaning is one way we celebrate the spring equinox, the vernal equinox, by opening up the stuffed energy, the stuffy energy, the death, dead energy, and we move it. We wake it up. Hello. And you might be noticing if you live in certain climates, the trees are smelling beautiful and the flowers are bursting open and with beautiful buds opening. And if you're in the colder weather, which today in Florida was surprisingly cold, and I should have known because we had such, you know, nicer weather, we were due. We were going almost into summer a little too fast last week. So spring showed us, and it snuck back about 20 degrees. So many of you out there are in, like, spring cleaning, garage sales, yard sales, and so on. And then there are some of you who celebrate Ostara, which is a pagan holiday, Wiccan pagan holiday, and that is Ostara, the goddess of the East, and she is the fertility connection and the everything that is about the ritual of the birth of spring. And the egg and the hair are connected to her, because some of you out there might be asking, when we do Easter, what does the egg and the rabbit have to do with Easter? If you're a Christian, what does the Easter egg have to do with Jesus? Well, it doesn't really, other than rebirth, because that's from what the story says, that Jesus was reborn around Easter time. He came back to life, was resurrected. So, of course, you know, and I'm sure a few people were in shock. So the egg and the hair don't really have much to do with Jesus, but he is also a representation of Easter and the springtime. And we know that with all things that rise from the dead or that rise from the wintertime, that we spring forth into beautiful new energy. What have you been doing with your energy? Have you woken up from the winter, blah, and planned your vacations or taking vacations? Are you cleaning? I cleaned out my car this last week. I was pitching things out of my refrigerator and cleaning up all my receipts and organizing things and just storing things in a kind of, by no means is my house meticulous in every way, but it's more organized and we still have a lot of things we can purge. So, you know, it's an ongoing thing. You have your home for 25 years. You're going to have to purge regularly to keep it clear. So if you'd like to call into the show and ask a question, I have a very unique offer tonight. For those of you who are listening, to call in at 646-727-2585. I have Reborn pulled out from the dredges, my Joy Joy bags, which are spiritual intention bags. If you go to Venus in Velvet on Facebook, you will see a picture, and there are three of us in a Joy Joy 3-pack. And you may order whatever you'd like. If you'd like three money bags, three Joy Joy love bags, three protections, I'm even doing new ones now to add to this collection for health and for spiritual awakenings, connecting with your angels, connecting with your higher self, like opening those higher chakras and opening yourself to all of that. So I employ you to be a part of that. Here's the deal. I have a 3-pack. I like to ship in the number 3. Of course, it's a magical, mystical number. So ordinarily, these bags are $20. Why? Why 20? They're smaller. Well, I work on them personally. I create them. I put the intention energy in them to flourish for you. Then you set your intention with them. But I also anoint them for 3 days. So there is quite a deal. Usually that would be $60. If you buy the 3-pack, it's $3,450. And I want you to know that tonight, if you're calling into the show or listening to the show, and I'm going to give it for the next 3 days, if you purchase a reading with me on venusandvelvet.com, I will send you one of those Joy Joy bags. So please, if you're listening or listening to the show tomorrow morning, this is a good offer still for 3 days. I will offer it. So it's the beginning of spring, blessed spring energy. I want to offer that to you. I have a lot of things that I love, shatskis I like to connect to with energy and intentions for my clients and for myself. Because we have to awaken the goddess within or the god within us to open up that energy and visualize. We're in our manifesting year. Remember that. We are manifesting what we desire this year. So, that being said, if you'd like to call into the show, you've got the number 646-727-2585. And I will also look into what's happening for your spring if you call into the show tonight. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll discuss more things about spring and some things coming up, events and so on, here on the Venus in Velvet radio show. Stick around. shimmy, 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 Cocoa Puff. You have to be a certain age to know about that, I guess. And anyway, my name is Tore. Hello, welcome. Welcome back. If you're tuning in just now, welcome. But if you've been listening, welcome back to the Venus in Velvet radio show. As a reader, a psychic medium, a channel, a healer, a teacher, and so on, spiritual counselor, I give my intention with this show as a communication, a connector for communication between someone maybe who has never heard anyone like this on the radio or on a podcast, or someone who always wants to know what it is that we do psychically, spiritually, and so on. You know, there are a lot of first-time callers or first-time readers, readings from people I see, and I say to them, I always open with this, this is about energy. This has nothing to do with anyone's religion, but I am a spiritual teacher and a spiritual counselor. Everything you say in this room is sacred. Of course, you know, when you're on the radio, that's kind of harder to do, but I want people to feel relaxed because it's about them. Their energy and all that's around them, and yours and mine and all that's around us. So that then we go into kind of an opening prayer, if you will, a meditative spiritual kind of prayer. It's usually something no one's ever heard before. Why? Because I created it. So, you know, if you come and get a session with me or with any reader, really, you know, you don't need to feed the reader. You don't need to tell them. If we ask, how can I be of service, that's fine. That's not drawing it out of you in like a begging kind of way. And no, we want the road of intention to be clear. If you have concerns with your heart, with love, say it, proclaim it, and we can go in there and explore and tap into your energy and see what we can do to get to the root of it and remedy it. And be good with it in your vibration. It has to resonate with you. So we have a caller. I'm going to have to put on my, I have my first eye and my third eyes. Now I have to put my second eyes on. So we have a caller in the 678. Oh, and before I take this call, just letting you all know, I've got a few events this Wednesday. I will be at Luna Soul Esoterica in Sanford, Florida. With the great, infamous Ann Mora and her store. So from 3 to 6 by appointment only, half-hour and hour sessions. So they've got some festivals coming up, but they always do every holiday of the Wheel of the Year. So holiday of the Wheel, I should say, of the year. And there's some great things just bubbling right now. Can't talk about everything all at once, but springing forward. So just one thing, Wednesday, I will be there. And if you're interested in having a phone session or Skype, if you can't get to where I am, give me a shout at info@venusinvelvet.com. I'm going to take that first call in the 678. Thanks for holding. Okay, just going there. Hello, caller in the 678.
Hi, Tori. This is Regina.
Hi, Regina. Thank you for calling the show. How are you this evening?
I am good. How are you?
I am very well. Sipping on some tea, opening up all my chakras and keeping my nose and throat and ears all clear for you. So, well, how can I be of service for you tonight here?
You know, I know, like you said, spring is upon us, and I know that's symbolized rebirth, new beginnings, fresh start, and everything. Mm-hmm. And I know I need some of that for this year. So could you let me know what little snippets of the spring would be for me?
Sure. Yes, I could do that for you, Regina. You're sweet enough to call into the show. And I'm more than happy to oblige. Oh, you know, and I have been burning rose incense for the show tonight. Something I don't always burn, but I felt like I needed to do that. And I think you're the reason why. I see with you that you're holding yourself in a higher way now, okay? Because the word grace came through for you, okay?
Ooh, so okay. You
and I got my chills from top to bottom, and I feel like there's also a male here in spirit connected to you. Feels like in the father's family, by the way.
Okay.
I keep seeing two birds flying together. And that's what I'm seeing in your springtime, like springtime love, springtime delight. But rising yourself above the, you know, the mundane kind of thinking of what fun is, what is fun with love and loving yourself. But I see two birds, so I know that your flight is to deal with, you know, having a little fun and having
yes.
and accepting in your heart, bringing that love energy in. So you're the one I burned this rose incense for, lady. That's you. Okay. Because usually
okay.
I usually burn like a spiritual, like a sandalwood or something astral or whatever. But tonight I just felt rose and all the flowers and such. But yes,
okay.
The energy over here, by the way, the man that's standing with you in spirit, because
mm-hmm.
he feels like father's family, an extension or something. But I keep getting... like this rosebud's for you. Kind of like a play
okay.
on rosebud's for you. But like this rosebud's
okay.
for you and you're blooming. He says you're blossoming and he says it's about time. He says you let in someone of your own level.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Oh, he just gave me the biggest chills, like he wants to just give you a huge hug. And I saw the dragonfly just now. He showed me the dragonfly for you. Okay,
oh.
So that's, and that's also about, you know, the other side as well, but that's also the veil, lifting the veil of illusion and just seeing now for yourself, you know, it can exist for me. I feel like the month of May, really powerful for you, very potent, and like you can't put on a bad outfit to save your life, honey. You, everything you're pulling out of your closet in May is like a win. So you are loving yourself enough to right now go shopping and look at some new springtime clothing and amp up your energy that way.
Oh, yes, definitely. You're so right on that because I've been cleaning closets. So I've just been giving away clothes and shoes and stuff, just trying to make room for the new. I've been cleaning, like even the garage, I've been here and there, I've just been cleaning out the garage, drawers.
Isn't that the hard, that's one of the hardest places to clean in the house, the garage.
It is.
I am impressed. I am proud of you and impressed. So you keep on keeping on with that because I feel like you're going to just feel so much lighter. I'll tell you, in my office today, I unearthed so many empty boxes and empty bags that I just shoved in this one little cubbyhole closet. I'm like, no more. It's coming out today. And I did, and I was just so happy. I felt lighter in my office. I felt like I was, you know, the energy was lighter and the messages were swifter and just the feeling of cleaner. Yeah. Well, good luck to you, dear, and I wish you all the spring blessings. And
thank you so much.
Well, go shopping.
I will. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear.
Bye-bye.
Namaste. Bye-bye.
Namaste.
Okay. Wonderful, Regina. I am so impressed because this is also a time for us to go inward and dredge out that stuff we've been hanging on to. Sometimes it's our diet, our old habits. Maybe we've been smoking and it's just we know it's time to quit. Maybe we have to take a look at impersonal inventory. Are we holding on to attachments of old memories? And, you know, it's one thing to have old love letters and all that, but it's another to have them so at access just to go keep living over and over all those memories. You know, bless them and set them free from your heart and from your mind. And, that, you know, the second you do that, and I do say this, try to get rid of this jewelry business. A lot of you people out there have gifts and jewelry from old loves. And if you feel that you're not going to wear it anymore, because it reminds you of that, get rid of it. It's holding you back from opening up to new love. And that's just as simple as that. Ask your angels, ask your guides, ask your guardians and the gods and goddesses. Ask them for information on what to clean next or what to purge next. They'll help you. I promise you, all you have to do is ask. So, you know, as we were talking about the diets in the refrigerator earlier, yes, it is important to take an inventory. How many of you out there have stuff that's in the back of your pantry? You know you're not getting to it. You know it's probably not even good for you. Put it in a bag and donate it. Get rid of it. Give it to somebody who really could use food. Don't be afraid to give away those old clothes, especially if they're in pretty good condition. Maybe you're just outgrown the size, hopefully it's too big now. Or that you feel like you've moved on from that look. Give those clothes away and let someone else feel special in them. Bless them as you do it. Bless them as you send out all these things and give them away. And today I put some things in the break room. I let them go. I just said, oh, here's these little microwave bowls. I'm not big into microwave as much now. I've kind of pulled away from all that. But in a pinch, it's good to heat something up that way. I understand just for a few seconds. But so I left it there. And I even left a little stuffed animal in there. Maybe somebody has a little person they can give that to. And, you know, I've been doing that, and I've got some books and things I'm going to donate. So I'm just going through the purging and letting out the old and bringing in the new. And as I said, I felt so much better, and my sessions were freer, lighter. And sometimes, as a reader, like I said, you know, it's about your energy. So if I'm doing my part in keeping my office lighter for you, you do yourself the honor and the favor of keeping your energy open. Don't be closed down. If anything, just hear me out. I always say, indulge this psychic and just go see your doctor about this. It wouldn't hurt. Next time you go, ask about this. You know, one time I did that many moons ago. I was just at Universal Studios, Mardi Gras concert series, Three Doors Down yesterday. It was wonderful. So, you know, one time I read this young lady, she found me on the internet, you know, Toray or, you know, Universal Studios and Psychic Toray or Venus and Velvet. I don't know how she Googled me, but she found me. And she found me after like 5 years of looking for me. So and she's actually a good friend now on Facebook. And I keep in touch. I see her progress. And when I saw her, I told her something about her health, and she was like, no, I was already sick. And I said, no, this isn't about your past. This is about now. I just indulge a psychic. If anything, when you go, just ask your doctor to check in on this. And they did, and it was a very good thing they did. Because they said, if you'd have waited any much longer on this, we wouldn't be talking. You know, there'd be no doctor visit. It was pretty fatal, and I didn't even understand the capacity of how fatal. I just saw all my signs of, like, get to the doctor and do it, like, ASAP. When you get back from vacation, just go to your doctor. She did. 5 years it took for that thank you. But it's not about thanking me. It's about thanking Spirit for giving the message and for me listening. So I'm so glad she's still with us. And a happy lady, and much healthier to this day. And I'm sure her husband's happy that she's still here too, because that would have been devastating. So they always look like such a fun couple too. Anyway, I'm getting all kinds of receiving energies right now, so I want you all to tune in and honor that deal. Honor yourself to listen to that deal. One more time I'm going to say it. If you go to Venus in Velvet on Facebook, Venus like the goddess or planet, in like going in the door, velvet like the material. Go to that Facebook page. You're going to see the deal. Three Joy bags for $50, $20, usually $20 each. And if you're interested in having a reading with me, message me or write me at info@venusinvelvet.com. I will give you and bless you with a Joy Joy bag for your new spring awakening. The intention energy will be there. I work on those bags for 3 days and anoint them and put things in and pray over them and send energy there. And if the healing needs to happen, I put the healing intention with those healing bags and protection and love and money, like abundance. It's all there. It's all we have to do is ask for it and we'll receive it. So I want you to keep that in mind. Things are more happening right now in the month of April for me right now. I'm just kind of wrapping up the old and just the stable stuff as we know it. And now I see, you know, what happens when I unearth things. I set things free and then new things come in. I played music this past week on Wednesday night and with the blues, a bunch of guys playing blues. It was great. Playing keyboard, singing. I just did something a little different, something new. And I went to a Native American powwow on Friday night. Amazing. In touch with my ancestors. In touch with my all of my people. And it was really cool. I bought some really neat things. I got a nice, they call it buffalo bone choker, and buffalo bone worry stones for every one of my family. I don't want them to worry. I want to put the energy there and take it off of them. And some hair wraps for my long hair in leather. So it's been a very fun week of letting go of, like, stuffed up energy. So that's why I drink tea, too, at night. It's not, you know, caffeinated, but I do it to clear out my energy, my nose, my throat, and so on, so I get good sleep. Take good care of yourselves. Open up your energies. Feel strong. Feel guided. Listen to your helpers. Listen to your higher self. If you don't need something anymore, give it away, throw it away, organize it. But those are the only three options, my friend, the only three. So if you are interested in having a session on Wednesday, come see me. And I'm getting ready to start my online academy again. That will be starting in April. See, told you, spring forward, it's happening. My online academy is the Halls, Mystic Halls of Knowledge. And I have a YouTube video on that on Venus in Velvet 1111. So if you're interested in taking courses with me online, you can even do it visually through Skype, by phone, whatever you choose. I can now do group things on Skype, which is wonderful. So just let me know if you're interested. Check out the website. And please tell others about the show. Because the more the merrier, and the more I love to be of service. Because in this life, which is too short for many, you must do what you love and love what you do and where you do it and how you do it. Remember that. So I'm going to leave you on that note with many blessings to you all. Happy spring. Happy Ostara. Happy spring equinox. And for those of you, and happy Easter and many, excuse me, and many other holidays. That voice startles me. The warning bell. Okay, so I'm wrapping it up from here. Thank you all for tuning in again. Until next week, many blessings and spring blessings to you. Namaste.